BP have said the Cristoph-White group, the Waltons, have criticised the recent International Song Festival organisers for not informing them that one of the sponsors of the event was South African Airways. The Waltons have inserted an advertisement in a number of local papers saying they'll pass on the fee they received to the anti-apartheid movement. More from Jane Wyatt.
In today's advertisement, the Waltons and a number of other musicians who appeared at the Isle of Wight event say they took part in good faith, without prior knowledge that the event was sponsored by South African Airways. They add that the strength of feeling against what they call the inhumanity of apartheid has compelled them to make a public statement. They won't accept the fee they were paid for a guest appearance and intend to go further by organising a special anti-apartheid concert. Tony Walton explains why the group is so upset.
Because it's South African Airways, and anybody who watches the television news these days and has got any human feeling at all must surely feel for the blacks of South Africa. And we think it's a very bad thing for the Isle of Wight to be connected with South African businesses, and it can only do harm to the Isle of Wight tourist industry. And it's something that can't be swept under the carpet. It has to be brought out in the open, and we can't allow this to happen again.
The main sponsors of the event were SeaLink Ferries. This morning, a spokesman for the company said that South African Airways were just one of a number of smaller sponsors who helped to fund the International Song Festival. He denied that there was any secrecy about the airline's involvement, but added that the Waltons were perfectly at liberty to make their own views known and to do what they wished with the money they'd received for their appearance.